come on the scene, speaking peace, and thereby deceive by signs and wonders that nations believe that he is the true Prince of Peace. This man will come to the Middle East and guarantee the promise of peace, signing a treaty for 7 years with Israel, that nation always besieged, surrounded and hated by enemies. In the midst of the peace, there shall be war. A mighty nation from the north, with many others, shall come forth to plunder, steal, and destroy. Ezekiel chapter 38 tells of the evil menace and hate, but God will fight for his people once more and glorify his name in the world. The prince that shall come is not for peace. He's the Antichrist, known as the Beast, whom Christ the King, when he comes, shall defeat and set up his kingdom, the kingdom of peace, recorded in Scripture as God has decreed. O Israel, beware, the prophets foretold, this false man of peace is a man of war, setting himself above every law, demanding worship, claims to be God. Take heed, this man will be a dictator indeed, winning men's hearts through sorcery. He's the devil incarnate, your enemy, who seeks your destruction for eternity. There is a war going on within, within the hearts of women and men, that only Christ Jesus can win. The Prince of Peace, who died war to end. The kingdom shall reign. The Prince of Peace, who lives and was slain to end the war in the hearts of men.